Bone Boy Speaks, episode 612, Pay As You Go, Uncarrier Style.
Been a huge fan of Pay As You Go, if, especially for situations where the people involved don't really use it that much. Paying $30, $40, $50 a month for a plan or more just doesn't seem to make any sense for something that you use, you know, maybe a few minutes a month. And so we've been doing Pay As You Go for the, you know, for the family here for a number of years. The kids each have a cell phone. They use it very sparingly because they only, you know, like when they're out in the neighborhood or whatever. My son uses it a little bit more because he's, you know, he's a teenager, so he's got friends. So yeah, they use it a little bit more. But what you pay for the minutes is, you know, it was very depending upon how much money I put in and you know how long the balance lasts and stuff. And so, you know, and I've always used the major carriers plans, not because you know, I know you can save money using the different mobile virtual network operators. I just know that the carriers aren't going anywhere. So you know, whereas the MVNOs may go somewhere. So I just have a little bit more peace of mind, and I'm willing to pay a little extra money for it, for that peace of mind. And T-Mobile's coverage, I know people have issues with their coverage. I don't for you know, around here it works. That's where we use it most of the time. So, but T-Mobile is changing their plans. And so by the time this comes out, so on August 17th, T-Mobile is going to introduce their new Uncarrier, you know, pay-as-you-go plan. And the idea is that 10 cents a minute for voice, and then 10 cents for text, which is, I think it's a little bit more than that now, but it used to be that the cost would vary depending upon how much money you'd put in. Now they're just making it saying it's 10 cents a minute. But what they are saying is that there's now a minimum charge of $3 a month. So that means that assuming you use your phone for either send 30 texts or 30 voice minutes or some combination thereof, you're fine. But if you are a very, very light user, then that means that you're going to lose money every month. So you might as well use your phone, I guess. But also too, I get, so, you know, think about it this way, for, you know, an emergency phone, $36 a year, yeah, it's not a bad price. I mean, it's still cheaper than what you'd pay for on some of the other carriers. And, you know, now you can, I guess the minutes don't expire necessarily because you're always going to have that $3 a month thing. There's some questions that I don't know the answers to, because of course I'm recording this before the 17th of August and I haven't seen their plans. And I also don't know when they're going to, move all of their existing pay-as-you-go users to this model. So there's some questions and answers here, but, on the whole, I like what T-Mobile is doing. Making it simpler is always great. Adding the option for, you know, that's the other thing you do too. Now you can add data temporarily to your plan for, you know, either $5 for a day or $10 for a week, either 500 or 1 gigabit of data, respectively. So, which they used to have this web option. You could do it for like 99 cents a day or whatever. They've eliminated that, and because I was looking at this for somebody else, and so now adding prepaid data will be an option too. Which again, you won't be able to do like a pay as you go, pay per megabyte rate, but you have to add the data passes or whatever. So it's, you know, so maybe if you have certain use cases, maybe one of the the MVNOs might be better fit for you, but I always feel better dealing with the carriers themselves. This is, I think on the whole, this ends up being a good thing. There's going to be one of my lines that we don't use very often. It's basically a backup for the kids when they lose their phones. Well, that one's probably going to incur some costs now. So, or at least some, you know, but at the end of the day, it's, I think it ends up being a good thing.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. You can find all the past episodes and all the ways to contact me on the web at phoneboy.com/PS.